Editor's note. The accused people facing charges are presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. A few area drivers are facing impaired-related charges from incidents over the last week. On August 14, Halton Regional Police responded to a collision in the area of Mill Street and Main Street North in Acton. As a result of an investigation, Brandon Garcia, 28, of Acton was charged with operation while impaired and blood alcohol concentration 80 mg or more, within 2 hours. On August 15, officers responded to a citizen-initiated complaint in the area of Guelph Street and Mountain View Road North in Georgetown. As a result of an investigation, Marco Gujic, 35, of Halton Hills was charged with operation while impaired and blood alcohol concentration 80 mg or more, within 2 hours. On August 17, officers responded to a citizen-initiated complaint in the area of Cross Street and Guelph Street in Georgetown. As a result of an investigation, Elka Mulholland, 55, of Georgetown was charged with operation while impaired and failure or refusal to comply with demand. Local residents are reminded that driving under the influence of drugs and/or alcohol is a crime in progress and to call 911 immediately to report a suspected impaired driver. Here are some signs of an impaired driver. Driving unreasonably fast, slow or at an inconsistent speed. Drifting in and out of lanes. Tailgating and changing lanes frequently. Making exceptionally wide turns. Changing lanes or passing without sufficient clearance. Overshooting or stopping well before stop signs or stop lights. Disregarding signals and lights. Approaching signals or leaving intersections too quickly or slowly. Driving without headlights. Failing to lower high beams or leaving turn signals on. Driving with windows open in cold or inclement weather.